Thank God this works, and it doesn't work. Oh, it does work. Hey, everybody. Welcome to your Friday. Happy Friday, everybody. Happy Friday. I was petrified. I'm not new to these microphones. One of these old mics get heated up, Mike. Yeah, Carano, I'm not one to be nervous.
You're nervous?
But I was, because Tyler hit a pothole on the way, so he's not here yet. You were MIA. You were missing in action, and I thought I was going to have to come in here and burn time, Bill Burr style, and you know what? That's not really my style. I don't know how to talk to myself. I don't know how to talk to my dogs all day.
It's hard.
When I'm by myself, they don't talk back.
I talk to dogs, too. I talk to your dogs when I'm over your house.
What'd you say? So Mike came by my house when I was at Disneyland, happiest place on earth.
I was there tonight for a few minutes, and it was way, way, way too crowded.
Way too crowded. So I was there Monday all day.
Oh, yeah, Monday.
Thought it'd be empty because it was raining. It was a random Monday long before the kids are out of school, and packed. Packed-ola. So Mike was kind enough to go by my house and check on my pups because they're going to be alone for like 14 hours. And
it was adorable.
How was it?
It was nice. But I do, if you saw me, my paranoia kicks in as soon as I got to your house because I thought this is a trap and you're shooting me with a hidden camera.
Why would you think that? Am I that kind of guy?
No, you're not at all. But of course, 5 minutes in after I'm talking to your dogs, I thought that was the case. Because I'm like, hey, poochers, what's happening, pooch? And then the little black dog came running out and was going berserk.
That's Pepe. Yeah. That's Pepe.
So Pepe is the most aggressive one by far.
Oh, yeah. He's a dick.
He's going berserk when I'm coming into the house.
That's Jillian's dog, not
yeah,
my dog.
10 seconds later, he just trots back to the bedroom and goes to bed.
Yeah. You know where he sleeps, too? The dirty clothes.
Yeah.
It's filthy. He's a filthy animal. Hey, hold
he's
on
cute,
one second.
Though.
Rune. Could you switch it so that's not on your little dark room there watching you guys talk about boring shit? And maybe you could put it on us where we're
thanks,
not talking
Rune.
about boring stuff. Oh, yeah, there we go.
Nice.
We have a split screen going. make it so that Tyler can't be seen. I don't understand why Mike is not there. It's robe night. It should be noted that it's robe night. So if you're listening at work, which most of you are, know that we are sitting in our robes.
Mm-hmm. As we I thought speak we were going words. Shirtless, too, by the way.
We can do that. I'm waiting for the mucky wuck to leave.
Oh, yeah. Good idea.
Yeah. I'm
waiting like, it'll be weird. Too sexy?
Yeah. I mean, they're already giving me comments about me coming in here with a robe. I was getting snide
I like
remarks.
That robe you got.
Snide
where'd you
remarks.
Get that, baby?
I got this at Victoria's Secret. I got nice. Her a nice, expensive, sexy robe years ago, right? I'm wearing it. I got myself a nice big man robe. She never wears the one that I'm wearing right now. She only wears mine, and it's filthy.
Mm. But mine's filthy, too, because it's been sitting in a box for...
Where'd you steal that
4 years. I stole this from...
Chateau Marmont.
Yep.
I should was, not be eating grapes on air, sorry.
I was out drinking with a friend of mine, hammered, across the street from Chateau Marmont, got into a fight with Corey Feldman. I decided we're going to a party at the Chateau Marmont that I saw on the top floor. We ran across the street. I was wearing shorts and a t-shirt, and it was a party that we had no business being at. Basically, we got into a fight with the security guy. We went downstairs. We were laughing so hard. We found an invitation sticking out from someone's door. We went back to the party, went in. It was all A-list celebrities. Martha Stewart was there.
Can I interrupt you for one moment?
Yeah.
You've told this story 3 times.
I know, but I'm setting
maybe
it up.
Maybe four. Okay.
So basically, I had
you
to pee.
Wind up on the roof.
I was starstruck, and I was nervous about Martha Stewart being there. And I went in.
She's
what
the hottest older lady we've ever had.
Yeah. I went in to what I thought was the restroom. The men's room, and it wasn't, but it was the closet, and they had a bunch of these robes in there. So I stole one, and then my friend Matt stole one, too, and we stole a bunch of other stuff as well. And then my receptionist the next day called to find out how much the robes were. In 1994, they were like $109.
So what do you think they cost now?
I don't know, but I love this robe. It's fun. Like, check out this rad material.
Yeah, it's very rad. It's you know what? I look at that, and if I went to a Motel 6 and they had that kind of material, I would think cheapskates.
Yeah.
But since it's at an expensive place, you just assume.
You know it's good.
Okay.
Robes are rad, too. You don't think about it.
I don't know if the word rad should be bandied about quite. Okay, now we're getting shirtless now. We're getting shirtless. We're making it real. I mean, we're committed. Is the Mucky Wuck still in there? They're still in there. When I say Mucky Wuck, for those of you who might not know, it means like the bosses and the decision makers and people who may or may not be... reporting back to even bigger bosses. Because technically, we're not supposed to be doing any of this. Ever. Isn't that weird, Mike? Isn't that a bit strange?
Yeah, it's fun, though.
That we didn't really actually get the thumbs up from anyone to be doing what we're doing any longer?
It's awesome.
We got the thumbs down a couple times.
Thumbs down, and we went forward with it.
We got the, hey, that thing you guys do, could you please not do that anymore? We said, sure, right on that.
Here's the thing about robes, too, by the way. Mm-hmm. I love robes. I never wear them. And especially places like the Ace Hotel who provide robes for you to go to the pool and back.
What's the Ace Hotel? Never heard of it.
It's this great hotel in Palm Springs that I love. Mm-hmm. I don't want to put those robes on because I don't trust that they've washed them every single time. But robes are great. In fact, now that I have this on, this feels comfortable. And it makes you realize that Hugh Hefner knows what's going down wearing pajamas all the time. It's comfortable.
My buddy, he was one of my groomsmen. He put a robe on at the Madonna Inn the weekend of my wedding, and he didn't take it off for the entire weekend of my wedding. We went downtown because I needed to buy socks that day. We were looking for
Max.
It's hard to admit this, but we were looking for purple shoelaces for the Chucks that we were wearing. Thank God we didn't find any. Looking back, would have been a terrible idea. But we're like that downtown San Luis Obispo. It's like 100,000 people I think live up there. It's like a big town, and he's just cruising
shoelaces.
Around. What's that? And we're looking for purple shoelaces. And Max was just cruising around with the robe.
Mm-hmm. I wish I had that kind of confidence. Mm-hmm. Do you know, one time I was thinking about the Hugh Hefner deal, and I thought, I'm going to wear pajamas to work. And I may have told this story already. So I went out and bought pajamas. I woke up one day, I put them on, and I drove to work.
That's creepy.
Now, here's the problem. Mm-hmm. There's no pockets to put your wallet in, so I had to
pockets.
Hold everything. Well, my pajamas didn't have pockets.
Oh, my pajama. Okay, pajama. Okay.
And right. I stupidly wore slippers as well that I purchased. I got on the freeway and I realized, what happens if I break down and I'm wearing pajamas and slippers?
Yeah, that's the problem. I think about that every time I get in the car barefoot. I'm like, I think there's some kind of law against it, too.
There is, absolutely. Yeah. In fact, there's a law against flip-flops, I believe. Uh-huh. And the irony is, once I learned of that law, my flip-flops immediately caught on the gas pedal and I was having a panic. I'm like, I had to rip my foot out because they caught in there.
They could fund all of every single government's need in Hawaii if they were just enforce that law over there. Just give tickets to people wearing flip-flops.
There's places where the laws don't apply, though, yeah. Obviously.
Hawaii's one of them. You know why? Because that's where you're free.
You know what's also interesting?
You're free in Hawaii.
You are kind of free.
Uh-huh.
But you know what else is funky to me? Like when you hear about these kids that grew up in Nebraska on farms, even in recent times. Oh,
yeah,
I started driving when I was 14. Yeah. I'll take the truck into town and buy hay, and no one even questioned it.
No one cares, yeah. Mm-mm. Kid's working. He's working.
What about kids that are 12 that are driving tractors? Uh-huh. Crazy, right? So here's the deal with robes.
Uh-huh.
Who else wears robes besides leisurely types? Kings wear robes.
It's true, they do.
And what else do kings do? They get fed grapes
they
by
do.
Their underlings.
Is that why you brought grapes?
Absolutely.
Well, where the fuck are our underlings? We need underlings.
We also need somebody fanning us, and we need a court jester to come here and entertain us. Is he here already?
Get in here. We need him tonight more than ever. All right, it's robe night, even though it's Friday morning for most of you. If you're listening, you're also watching.
It's a robe
live,
morning.
And I do apologize for the vision that you're seeing. Zoom. If you're still here, Rooney, are you still here? If you could zoom in on
Mike's
bullet.
I feel stupid that I'm wearing shorts. Should I take them off?
Yeah, you probably should. I'm going to take off my pants. Is the Mucky Wuck gone? Ah, they're still here. All right, once the Mucky Wuck leaves, I will take off my jeans, and I will be part of the group.
You know what? I don't think I like my underwear I'm wearing.
Okay. I have no idea what underwear I'm wearing.
I'm going to look at mine, too.
Oh, I'm wearing camouflage ones. Terrible.
Is there a camera that can see me? Am I cool this way?
I saw a movie today. Let's talk a little movies before Mr. Poopy Pants gets here and goes, this is not a film vault.
So did I.
New film vault up, by the way. Top 5 Robots.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Does the movie Robots come into play?
Negative. I hate that movie.
Oh, I loved it. Really?
I hated that movie.
I loved it. I don't like the fart jokes, but I liked it.
Why do you got to throw in fart jokes? Yeah. What's a robot movie?
Robots.
They're metal. They don't fart.
Smells like oil.
Awful. Terrible. I did not like that movie at all. Did not make the list.
Throw me a bone and tell me what one of the robots was.
I can tell you what wasn't. HAL 9000.
That wasn't a robot. That was a computer.
Hey, robot, computer, same thing. We talked about that. Gertie from Moon.
Okay.
Computer.
Was one
robot.
That Pixar robot?
Yes.
That's a great movie.
But he was kind of a throw-in. Wall-E was kind of a throw-in.
Yeah.
Oh, the Mucky Wuck's leaving. That means I get to disrobe.
He can finally be naked with robes on.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty sweet.
This is turning out to be weird, but...
Here's
my problem is, I don't like that camera can see this part of me because I'm going to take off.
Okay, now Rune's zooming in on his crotch, which is very uncomfortable
I'm
for
going
all
to take
watching.
This off.
I'm one of the people watching, so it's uncomfortable. Stop it! Put your finger through.
Stop it. Put your finger through.
All right.
Now, what was the deal with kings wearing robes? Was it some sort of aristocracy? Was it some. What was that? Like, wouldn't they just wear comfortable clothes instead of this gigantic robe with a furry lion collar?
I don't know where the robe thing came from with the kings. I do know that the color purple was royalty because it was the most expensive color to make at the time.
Got it.
I know that. I also know that barns are red because that's the cheapest paint.
Really?
Yeah. They wanted to color it to paint it something. Oh, speaking of which, I brought prints for you to look at.
Okay, pictures. Cool. Yeah, cool.
Yeah. But yeah, that's all I know about Robes and Kings.
Okay.
Can we move on to the next subject? Because I don't like that one.
Film Vault. I went and saw a screening of Pulp Fiction tonight.
That's really stupid.
No, I love that movie.
Filled with hipsters.
Here's the problem.
Filled with terrible people, probably.
No, considering
everyone reciting lines out front.
I would have thought it was going to be packed, sold out. Wasn't.
Well, is it playing? I don't understand because I don't
pay
attention.
Played at a bunch of theaters. I know it played
only
here.
Only tonight?
I don't know. Yeah, in L.A. only tonight. But no, it played in Orange County, too, and played in Arizona.
No, but is it playing over the weekend?
No. One show, 7 o'clock tonight.
And everyone was supposed to do it at the same
time. I had friends also that went in Orange County, too. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know what it was like, but I do know that the theater was empty. Mm-hmm. And no, that's not true. It was like a third full. But it was idiots laughing and cheering and stuff.
1-800-LOUD-191 if you're listening. 1-800-LOUD-191. Call us and talk to us.
It was infuriating because of the fact that I love Pulp Fiction. I love Quentin Tarantino movies. So pretentious.
Yeah, you don't do that.
So here's the thing that happened. What do you think happens at the beginning of this movie?
Everyone starts reciting and cheering. Give me the fucking... Yeah, all like...
There's trailers before the movie.
Oh, of course. They're all like the old 70s Grindhouse trailers.
Not yet. There's regular trailers.
Okay.
Then what do you think plays? A 20-minute DVD behind the scenes of Pulp Fiction. Straight from the DVD. 20 minutes.
So if you have the DVD, and you probably do if you're at the
screen.
It
doesn't matter. It not only does it not add anything, it takes away. Mm-hmm. Because it's people talking about how great Cannes was. They're like, oh, and then you wouldn't believe the crowds. And they go, each person, then Lawrence Bender is constantly on there talking about, we didn't know this. And then if you've never seen it, the movie's ruined for you. Mm-hmm. Because one of Harvey Weinstein's...
Well, who is there? Who's there that hasn't seen the movie?
Probably no one.
Yeah.
So the trailers run a 20-minute behind the scenes. I'm fucking livid. Mm-hmm. It's 7 o'clock. Now it's 7:30. Nothing's happened. And then guess what happens after that?
I'm going to guess.
The following trailers were hand-selected by Quentin Tarantino, and it was mm-hmm. a bunch of shit. Mm-hmm. And by the time the movie started, I was like...
It's a long movie, too.
It's a crazy long movie. That's why I was almost late.
Yeah.
Well, I had to run some other errands, too. But
which theater do you see it at?
I don't remember.
Oh, that's fantastic. Why don't you see it at the theater that he owns, where you screened God Bless America?
Well, that theater, I appreciate what they do. It's called mm-hmm. the New Beverly.
Okay, I don't know why I brought that up. I'm sorry.
The theater shows fantastic movies. They have a lot of retrospective movies. They have a lot of movies I like Fast Times at Ridgemont High, and they show different movies all the time, and it's the only place you can see these types of movies in a theater, which is where you should see movies. However, that theater is not state-of-the-art.
Okay,
it's got
no
a
cares.
Mediocre screen and a mediocre sound system, and I don't appreciate
actual
that.
Actual projector that shows actual film, though. Hey, Hajmir brings up a very good point. The McBoyles. Or is it McPoyles? I think it's the McPoyles from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. They also wear robes.
Really?
They're not the type of people we want to be associated with. I feel stressed, Mike, because usually we come in here, it's a high wire act, and we don't have a whole lot to talk about. I usually have some things written down on my phone. Got nothing written down.
I think I might have written something
down. I got one thing written down, and it wasn't good. It's not good. It's talking shit about somebody who may or may not listen to the show. All right, I'll tell you whatever.
Okay.
So I was listening to a guest we had on the Film Ball a couple weeks ago, Rob Holmes.
Mm-hmm.
That's not his name. Pete Holmes is his
name. Pete Holmes, yeah.
And he's got a podcast, which I'm not trying to promote here, but he had on Zach Galifianakis. So I mm-hmm. listened to it, and there's some good things that were brought up on there. And one of the very interesting things that he brought up was once you get in the comedy world, you start working with comedians, like the level of comedy and the level of discussions and conversations drastically goes up. Than it does in your everyday life when you're talking to like your other high school friends or, you know, he got into comedy soon after high school. So he noted one of the main changes in his life was all of his conversations with his comedic friends not only were edgier and dicier and you could like make the jokes that you wouldn't make with your normal friends, but they're also like more clever and more smart.
Yeah, because you're trying to compete and show everyone how smart you are.
Yeah, and everyone kind of has this common interest, which is, you know, saying funny things. And I understand that to an extent. And, like, you know, when I'm working around here, I'm hanging out with you or Tyler or even Baldy every now and again. You know, and I'm fortunate enough to get to talk to a lot of people that come through these studios here. I'm not naming the studios. But I totally connected with that and knew what he meant. Now, I do have other parts of my life where I have to sit next to people for sometimes 3-4 hours who are dull as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Like many of the people that are listening right now in their cubicles, they know exactly what I'm talking about. Like they have to deal with fucking Bobby down at the coffee, you know, later today.
Which is why we would fail miserably at regular jobs because I would get fired immediately. Because I say stuff to total strangers.
Krista's coming in. I don't know why. She's bum bum. No, he's stuck on the freeway.
Oh,
will you close the door in there so that Stanley doesn't get out?
Yeah.
Thank you.
I didn't know where.
I should have got Stanley a little robe. God damn it.
He can come in if you have a robe.
Yeah,
Yeah, go get your robe from your car and come in.
You could just take your shirt off and put your sweater over.
Right there?
Like it's a robe.
Yeah, can you do it without banging the...
Wait, come in here so people can see what you look like.
People know what she... And she's already on camera.
Okay.
Because Rune's all about... Look at her. She's coming right in. That is horrible. Okay. So, moving back.
Why are you wearing robes today?
It's robe night.
Because we're casual. Because we're cool.
I have a shirt on.
You probably didn't notice that we're cool.
Why would we fire Tyler?
Oh my god, you're naked.
I'm not wearing cool underwear, so I'm not going to do it.
I'm doing it. All right,
I'll do it.
I feel better now. I feel more comfortable. Okay, I'm actually robing it.
Okay. God, those pants were so restrictive. I'd also like to thank you, Mike, and that's why I like you and certain people in my life. I dislike a co-host of mine on the Film Vault. That's what I'm talking about. See this thing on my wrist? You see this thing on my wrist?
Yeah,
you saw it. You didn't comment, whatever. It's on my wrist. No big deal. As soon as that fucker saw it, my co-host on the Film Vault, what the hell's on your wrist? What is that? What the hell is that? And he starts taking pictures of my wrist. I have a fucking rainbow slinky on my wrist in honor of the 80s party that I had over the weekend. And I enjoy the way it looks. So I kept it on for the week. I'm going to take it off tomorrow. And yeah, no problem at all.
This feels weird.
But hanging out with Frat Boy on the Film Vault, he had to get very upset immediately. Like, that's something different that I don't understand. I must attack. All right, so.
Hey, how about this for an 80s week? Mm-hmm. I went to my storage.
I'm getting back to what I'm talking about before. But okay. Go.
I went to my storage shed. I moved my Back to the Future shirt and my red Back to the Future vest aside to get to some other stuff. Totally forgot about your 80s party. Showed up there not wearing 80s stuff. Last night, I went to Miranda's show.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think the theme was?
80s.
You got it. All 80s.
What year,
fantastic.
What year?
I don't know.
Because
it was funny.
Be very specific. We picked 82. I had nothing but 1982 songs playing and nothing but 1982 movies playing on my TV. On my TV, it was a good party. Even though the girl whose party it was, the wife, Jillian, very uncomfortable a lot of the time. Very uncomfortable.
That's funny because something made me uncomfortable.
What was that?
Well,
can you talk about it?
Yeah, why not? Can
okay.
I?
Sure, go ahead. Mm-hmm.
So at your wedding, mm-hmm. some girl wanted to fight me. We already
discussed
that. Yes,
a girl did almost come to fisticuffs with you.
Yeah.
And when Jillian and I talked to that said girl, we're not going to say her name, but she was in Jillian's wedding party, good friend of Jillian's from childhood. And when we gave her shit, not just shit, like we were like, Jillian in particular was very upset. She always puts this in the texts and emails that have gone back and forth that have been a little bit taut at times, a little mm-hmm. bit tense. She always says, not only did you do this and not do this and you did do this at my wedding, but you attacked our minister. And she always calls you our minister because fucking the girl doesn't know.
So I don't remember what she looked like, but immediately upon arriving at your party, you brought up that she's there.
Yeah.
And she was being very nice.
You didn't recognize her.
Almost flirtatiously nice.
Mm-hmm.
So the next day
might
I wake up.
Might be misreading that. That's anger and bloodthirst.
I wake up and she sent me a friend request on Facebook. I didn't know it was her. I went, yes.
Well, no problem. You should do that.
And then I was like, that's the chick that wanted to fight me.
Are you sure? Because it was twins. Oh, I'm saying too much. Okay.
Maybe it wasn't her. I'm going to put my pants back on.
No, don't.
I feel weird.
You can't put your pants back on. Mine are off. Solidarity. Come on. Naked solidarity.
I'm wearing fucking weird underwear.
All right. So back to this thing about getting to hang around with stimulating people if you're in a certain career. And one of those careers obviously would be... you know, anything in entertainment pretty much, but especially comedians. And they're, you know, everyone's funny. That's what Pete Holmes was talking about. And it occurred to me that one of my jobs in particular, you know, I've got many different things that I dabble in and here and there, and I got places to be and things to do. And one of them, I'm stuck.
Not me.
In a studio, can't move from my spot. And a lot of time I'm sitting next to a person. It's always different people, but, you know, they rotate. So a lot of times it's the same people. Sometimes I'm stuck next to, like, certain people who...
Who's a dullard.
...like to talk a lot, and I'll be stuck there for a good 3, sometimes 4 hours, sometimes 8.
Jesus.
And it's like sitting on a plane.
Chilled me to the bone, seriously.
It's like sitting on a plane, every now and again, like, I'd rather have someone sitting next to me with bad breath.
You say that now, but...
That's true.
I had a guy next to me on a plane with the worst breath I've ever smelled my entire life, and it was sheer hell.
Mm-hmm.
He was an older Asian man, and he clearly had just eaten fish with a mixture of vomit and piss. No, but he fell asleep facing me, and his hot breath was coming right at me, and I had no way to deflect it, so I tried to put my pillow up. It was horrible. It was horrid. And guess where I was going?
Hmm.
Hawaii.
Oh, nice. So once you got there, the flowers probably smelled even better. Let me get off that jet.
Oh, I took a lighter and burned my nose out, so I didn't have to smell him.
I used to work at this car alarm and stereo store.
Mm-hmm.
And
let me guess, any gangbangers working there?
No, it was just me working there. It was a very small little like mom and pop place. This is back, in the 90s.
Yeah.
We used to have places like that. And I worked up front. I was a manager pretty much during the week. And this one woman would constantly come in and have problems with her car stereo. And she'd have issues with everything. And she'd always come back and have a problem that she needed repaired. And she was one of the ugliest ladies I've ever seen. Huge, giant gap between her teeth and the worst breath you've ever smelled.
Mm.
And then she brought in her daughter one time. Same, just a little bit younger and a little bit smaller, but the exact same type. It was so bizarre. It was so strange. It was like something from the far side. And now every time I see any gap, even if it's a pretty girl and she has a gap in her teeth, I think, oh, terrible breath.
I don't think it correlates.
No, I don't think it correlates at all, but that's how
we had a guy that worked at one of the clubs who was a sweetheart, but he was very odd, and something really creepy happened between him and I.
Hmm.
I don't know if I should tell that story. But
you should. Absolutely.
He had the worst breath of all time, and part of it was due to the fact that he was Samoan, and he would talk about
His name was Samoan?
Yeah.
He was Samoan.
He was Samoan, and he would brag about that he ate on a regular basis blood pie, which is essentially blood cooked in a pie crust with some gelatin.
Mm-hmm.
And he talked about how great it was. Yeah, that's how you're supposed to eat grapes too, by the way. So he had the most horrendous. Plus, he smoked too, so he had. He had breath.
I have bad breath. Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm just saying
saying that people who smoke have bad breath?
If you eat blood and mix it with other gross things and smoke, it's a terrible concoction.
So cool vampires have terrible breath.
Probably.
Mm-hmm.
Just blood might be all right.
So to give you an example of what Mr. 3 to 8 hours sounds like, his sense of humor, couldn't it be a nicer guy? I'd be devastated if like somehow I really doubt he knows this exists.
Yeah. Hope he doesn't find it and then go back and listen to old episodes.
Most people in my little personal bubble have no idea that I do anything like this.
And me too.
I would never volunteer it because that's stupid.
Yeah.
But I would be devastated if he listened. And I'm not going to say his name. But you know what? Maybe he'd be the type that would laugh, but I don't think so. The guy's a little bit off. But he was telling me that he's going to start tweeting every day. Something, one funny tweet or one funny Facebook update a day.
So you followed him?
And I said, okay, that's good. And I was just, that's how I usually, that's good, right, yeah, I never add anything to the conversation. I never, try and take conversation in a new direction. I just kind of, the bare minimum, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And it's not like I hate, it's not like I dislike this guy. And I'm not trying to be, some kind of, dick. I just, there's nothing interesting is going to come. And here's an example. He volunteered what his first funny... funny update was.
I'm putting my shirt over my penis because I'm really not wearing underwear.
And I immediately thought of you, Mike, because that's something you would do. You would update your Facebook 19 times a day, or you were talking about doing it at the exact same time every single day. You're not listening to me, and it's distracting.
I'm listening.
Stop playing with your dick.
I'm trying to cover my penis.
I'm trying to tell you about a dick, and you're playing with yours, and it's very distracting.
Okay, that's much better.
Poor Ty Ty. His tire blew out on the 110, and I guess we don't really care. Why is he not calling
us? I don't want my penis showing.
Okay, so here's his first tweet or update.
This could be trouble.
Accompanied with a picture, apparently. Actually, you know what? I might have been nice. I'm like, what's an example? All right, here's one. I was at the supermarket, and the carts that they have out in the where the carts are collected was very long and was stretching out into the aisle where cars are supposed to drive. So I took a picture of it. And I said, is anyone going to get these soon?
Yeah. He's the Andy Kaufman of Twitter. No one will get it
and
till he's dead.
And I couldn't feign laughter. I couldn't do anything. I just kind of act confused. And that's his gem. That's what he starts with.
Yeah, that's the opening. That's his opening bit.
I want to follow him now.
Me too.
I'm kind of curious. That was a week ago. I wonder what his toast is.
Anyone going to pick up these socks? Please retweet.
He takes a picture of milk in the wrong section.
Jesus.
This 2% with the skim milk. When's someone gonna fix it?
Yeah.
But anyways, it made me appreciate you and Tyler and even Drew and Catherwood and I'm lucky that I get to I don't have to work with even though there are a couple. One of them was in here a moment ago, but she left.
I realized
that was a horrible violent snort.
You know what I believe, and I can't really prove this. And I know there's different ways to measure this, but I believe people with a good sense of humor are much smarter than other people.
Hmm? Who is?
People with a sense of humor are smarter.
I don't get it.
That wasn't supposed to be funny.
Yeah, people without sense of humor are fucking creepy. I almost feel like we should divide people up and like those who don't have sense of humor over here. I guess that's kind of Nazi-esque, and that's what, I don't know what they did with the Jews. But Jews have great sense of humor, so that was Hitler was wrong there. He went after the wrong people.
He didn't do it because of their sense of humor. He didn't go, I will be the best writer. Can't do a German accent.
Let's go to the songs. Let's go to, go to the songs.
Let's go to the songs. That would be awesome.
Let's go to the callers. Hey, you're on the After Disaster. How are you? Hey, this is a wannabe Marcus. It's not Marcus. It's fake Marcus. What's going on, fake Marcus?
First thing is, are you wearing a robe?
Yeah, we're only talking to robe people tonight.
I'm wearing a robe right now.
I got to go and take down your level a little bit. Talk to Mike about cars.
All right, let's talk about cars.
Let's talk about cars.
As I stick grapes in my mouth. One more time, I didn't understand a word you said. I apologize, but I have a hearing disorder, and just enunciate a little bit. Oh, it was an accident. It was a total accident. I would never do that. I love that car.
What kind of car was it?
It was a Porsche. It was a brand new Boxster.
Pretty nice.
It's awesome.
Did you make any video while you were there?
I walked in and my battery died in the camera, and I got to get two things before it died.
That seems pretty unprofessional.
It is unprofessional. I'm going to go back tomorrow and make a video.
What time?
What time are you getting there?
Now, whenever you're getting there.
The two things happened that were interesting at the car show when I was there. I was there for a very, very brief time. One is, I forgot what they both were. Seriously.
Right.
Oh. You know how you can walk around and sit in the cars?
Yeah, you scratch your balls.
Yeah, this video is going to be nicer because I thought some of that stuff last time was mean. You can walk around and sit in the cars. So there's normally like a small line of people waiting to sit in a car and pretend like they're going to buy it and soak it up.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a very, very obnoxious a-hole that decided to sit in the front seat of a car that was very popular, that a lot of people wanted to sit in and have a personal conversation, a very animated screaming conversation with his friend or his enemy, or I don't know who it was with. He was very animated and very angry. And he just sat there for probably a good 5-6 minutes while 7 or 8 old people waited outside to sit in the car, myself included. And it was aggravating to the point where I just got in the back seat and started recording him. It was insane. And then the good thing that happened at the car show was I lost.
Sorry, I must break into this, interrupt this regular scheduled program to go with a live update.
Hello.
What's happening?
Oh, nothing.
Mm-hmm. Nothing, what?
Hello?
Yes, hi.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, just broadcasting live from the front seat of the tow truck.
Put the tow truck driver on. Make him break the law.
No, I'm not going to make him break the law.
Put it on the speaker.
Okay, hold on.
I assume you're not coming in then.
No, I'm not coming in, Mike.
Well, you know what sucks about that is I have a gift for you.
Why don't you have a tow truck? Oh, tell me you're wearing pajamas right now.
I am wearing pajamas. I'm not having him tell me to call the city for our stupid-ass podcast.
Hey, it's not stupid-ass. What's your tow truck driver's name?
Your name is Charles. Charles.
Hey, Charles. What's up, man? Welcome to the program.
What up? Welcome to what?
You're on the After Disaster. It's our terrible podcast.
Oh, okay. Right on.
Charles, I have a question for you, and I've asked another tow truck driver this. What are the worst cars? What do you pick up more frequently than anything else?
Oh, man. The
last guy that was towing me, I asked him, and he said, without a doubt, BMWs. He said every day he gets at least one BMW.
What about Jaguars?
I don't know.
Yes, what'd you say, Mike?
BMWs.
BMWs?
Nah, BMWs. I pick them up, but not a lot of them.
What's number one? What's the biggest piece of crap that you pick up?
Nah, man. All cars are good. My name is out there, man. So all cars are good.
What are you, a representative of the automobile, like, union or something?
He doesn't want the automobile mafia coming after him.
Oh, okay. I have another question for you. Now, pardon me for my hostility on this one.
I know where you're going.
Do you pick up cars and impound them?
I don't do impounds.
They don't do impounds.
Oh, okay. You're off the hook here. because I was going to demand that Tyler stabs you in the neck with a pen.
That what? Mike, I'm trying to get a ride home.
Are you going home, or is he taking you to a garage?
No, I'm going home.
What?
Tyler, I have a gift for you. I'm really bummed you're not here to get it. And not only that, I had to get a cooler and put some ice in it to keep that gift fresh.
Yeah, that's disappointing. I was coming in fired up tonight. I had my coffee. I was all my up in my pajamas, had my robe ready to go.
We're both pantless and shirtless, just wearing our robes right now. Charles, can you describe to us what Tyler's pajamas look like?
I cannot. I'm wearing just gray pajama pants and a red hoodie.
Charles, stop talking about Tyler in the first person and using his voice.
Also, my phone's going to die at any second.
All right.
You're really prepared.
Yeah, well, I wasn't expecting this.
Listen how sad he is.
I know, I'm bummed you're not here, because I honestly got... it's more for your wife, but
apparently
I got you guys
got
a
you
present
a gift.
At Costco.
Sounds
I
like...
I wasn't expecting to find a crater from an asteroid that had plunged into the 110.
Plunged?
Yeah, I'll tell you something. That after disaster we did from downtown, what led up to that was me hitting a pothole, the biggest one I've ever seen in my life, and it knocked my tire off the rim. And not only was I aggravated and irritated that
I
had to go to downtown
LA. The tire
was
still on, and I was stuck on the overpass where it's three lanes.
That's perfect.
And there's barely any shoulder. And then the CHP pulled up behind me, and they escorted me.
The chips?
Over to a shoulder.
That's called, you know what chips are called? Triple A's with guns.
Hey, you know how they have all these little, I forgot what they're called, but, you know, like LOL.
Yeah, what does LOLs mean, Tyler? Why'd you got to write LOLs today?
LOL, it's just like, I don't know, it's just internet things.
Oh, I hate internet things. Goodbye. Love you. Miss you. Sorry.
Wow,
does this
look
weird
that
I'm sitting
like that?
Here with my legs spread and I have my shirt over my penis?
And you're playing with your cock? Yeah, it looks odd.
It looks weird, right?
Charles, thanks for taking care of our buddy.
All right.
Yeah, thank you.
See you guys.
So here's the deal.
I had to get off that speakerphone before something raises.
What are those things called?
Wait, we're still on hold. I hope that was. It was just a matter of time.
What's the word for those, like LOL and B?
Memes or something? I don't know. Let's not sound old. Let's not sound older than we are.
Okay, do you think the same thing every time I do? Every time I see the fire department, LAFD, go by, I'm like, what does that mean?
No.
I always think that. I'm like, LAFD, that's a good one.
Laughed.
Yeah.
It should be now. Watch. That's how it starts, though. Like, remember Pwned?
Yeah, what was that? I never got that.
Somebody wrote Owned, and like that was like, you know, that was like just a thing that was going around, like a cool thing to say, dude, you got owned. And mm-hmm. somebody fucked up and wrote, instead of, because O and P are right next to each other on the keyboard, they put P instead of O.
And it stuck?
And then they're like, oh, blah. Then everyone started imitating and making fun of, you know, it just spiraled.
What's wrong with that?
Yeah, that's the internet. That's welcome to Tyler's world.
You know what I think is sort of interesting, not really at all, but I'm going to say it anyway, is how the terminology when you're a kid changes from, I don't know what it is now, because I'm not a kid, but when I was a kid, rad was very popular, which I still use.
It was tonight, earlier, too.
Yeah, and then before my time.
You used it twice. Your dick is out right now. It just fell out.
I use it all the time. I wish that which camera is looking at my crotch because I want to turn that one
You're
off.
You're not much of a camera guy, are you? Don't you do cameras for a living? You can't tell which one's. There's three to choose from.
Oh, so that one's so I can face this way and not worry about it. Mm-hmm.
We look good in our robes. So I feel good.
Every week we should do this shit.
We need a fire in the back.
I'm going to wear different underwear, though.
Got a Christmas tree today. It cost $45 and I, or 40, 45, 46, and I tipped him $4. Is that too little?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all I had.
Did he mount it for you?
No, he just threw it on the roof.
That's mounting.
No, he didn't, like, put the thing on the bottom. Should I go back?
No, but did he tie it down and stuff?
Yeah, it took him, like, 5 minutes.
Yeah, I should have given him $5.
Dollar a minute's not bad. And I think he owns a lot.
If you're only working 4 minutes, you deserve more than $4.
Hey, if you own something, like if the old Chinese lady down the street that owns the Chinese restaurant,
yeah,
I don't give her much tip. I give her a little tip, but I don't feel like you should tip the owner, right?
I agree.
Yeah, because you tip because the owner is fucking his people,
yeah,
or her people. I understand broads can also own things.
So rad,
I get that.
When I was a kid, it was rad, and before my time,
radical.
I guess the 50s or the 60s or early 70s, it was boss.
That kind of came back for a minute.
Really?
Yeah, my friend used to say it all the time.
How about this one? Remember this? When you liked something, you say it's bad. Oh, like, that's bad. A bad car.
That's where Michael Jackson's album and song came from.
Didn't know that. I thought it was about his sexual proclivity towards little boys.
Now it's sick. Ooh, that's sick.
So yeah. Sick.
Sick's been around, though, for a while.
Hey, you're in the After Disaster. It's the sickest show out there. What's up? Christ. Hi, you're on the After Disaster.
What if it was Christ? Ooh, my son. I've been listening to the show, and I'll see you guys in hell when I stop by to visit.
I was making the sounds of hammering.
The Holy Ghost.
He'd react if it was him.
What are you doing for Christmas?
Church.
Me too.
Hey, you're in the After Disaster. How are you?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
How are things?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Can you hear us?
Oh, cool. Yeah, mm-hmm. So moral of this story is Tyler doesn't know how to change a tire.
Mm. Yeah.
Good question.
Well, he is a white kid raised in a very affluent part of Southern California. And
And also, Mike, you got a good-looking dick.
Thanks. Pretty proud of it.
Yeah, it's clearly on display, just to be aware of that.
We're not that show.
Look around at the cameras some more. You'll figure it out.
We're not that show. Okay. We're not that show.
All right, guys, I love you. It's John from Boca. I'm not going to be an asshole.
Wow, John from Boca, you're so nice this time. What's going on?
Yeah.
What does he normally do?
He's just like, you know what, last week you did this, and you should have said that, and I love the show.
Oh, yeah, you're one of my favorites. you know what you do? You knock us down, then you slip.
Like a Christmas break or something?
You like the Marines.
Are you guys taking a break for Christmas? Or are you
we take breaks all the time.
Let me tell you what's going to happen. We are going to discuss not taking a break and
doing
recording shows.
Massive and amazing. Yeah.
And then 3 weeks later, we're going to be back going, we should have done something.
Yeah, that's exactly what's going to happen, John from Boca. I'm glad you brought it up, though. Yeah, you reminded me, though. Thanks, John, for calling. I'd like to invite you or invite Tyler, too, if he wasn't such a pab with his phone dying on the 101 with tow truck driver Charles. But I'd like to invite you and Tyler December 19th in these studios here at 7 p.m. where we're going to be doing a Film Vault Christmas episode.
Oh, yeah, that was fun.
With Miss Movies, Bob Bryan, myself, you guys.
That was fun.
All right.
We're bringing gifts?
Yeah. Here was my idea. Tell me what you think. Actually, here are the
ideas.
I already
love it.
Last year, we did the gift exchange thing, however that went. I don't remember. How did it go?
I think it went pretty well.
But like, what do we do? We all brought like Secret Santa?
Yeah. You could trade around, though, which I didn't like that part of it.
Well, I wanted to do that.
Because I wanted my shark back.
Movies. I wanted to just do like everyone has to buy a DVD, and then we could do that and then trade around. And
how about everyone buys what they consider at the time to be their favorite movie?
Or like something that would be, you know, interesting, and then you could trade up or trade away or trade for something like do the white elephant or whatever they call it. And,
how about this?
Brian is very opposed to it. He just wants to go with random gifts again.
No, that's boring.
Yeah, I know.
What about, let me throw this idea out there.
I'm going to wrap this fucking thing up and give it straight to him.
That's perfect.
My bracelet.
Wrap it individually.
Each little band. I had so many kids in my house, it was really uncomfortable for me.
I didn't see that many.
What? It was like 9.
What?
There was 5.
The
4. There was 4.
How about this idea?
Seemed like a lot, though. Especially when all the balloons
it's
were everywhere.
Too many. We,
do you see the part where the balloons were going? Oh, there's 5. There was 5.
That's a lot.
Yeah. First thing I did. I'm sorry. I hate when people eat in the mic. I
me too. But I want to go back for more grapes.
God damn, the grapes are good.
First thing I did.
I took 2 of the kids into the back room. Easy.
Already sounds interesting.
And I'm like, hey, this could be your room if you like. You can hang out here, getting away from all the boring adults. And they took to it. You're like, okay, cool.
Good scam.
It was great. I put a couple game boards in there, closed the door. It was like 2 less kids.
Yep. Mm-hmm. You can play with the bong.
They didn't find that. Fuck yeah, bro.
Okay, how about this?
My house does not have a bong. It's a bubbler, but no bong.
It has a bong.
It doesn't have a bong, does it?
Mm-hmm.
A bomb?
A bong.
Did you leave a bong there?
No.
I don't think we have a bong.
Yeah, you do. Oh, yeah, you do.
All right.
Jeez, I mean, tell you where it's at?
No, I don't even know where it's at.
It's on the refrigerator in the garage.
Oh, that's not a bong. That's a bubbler. I saw that, too. Like, why would someone leave that out here? That's somebody brought that to the party and left it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And now,
you know what I thought was? You guys are the worst at hiding stuff.
I guess that there are people smoking weed in my garage. This is so embarrassing, but I got really excited when I saw people come out of the garage. I'm like, a little Tootski, huh? A little white China.
I was just going to say, if you're going to leave the bong like around, why not leave a mirror with a razor blade on it? Like just and
I assume they were doing blow in my garage.
It's an 80s party.
Maybe because there was kids inside and like it was windy outside. So that was the only, I was so excited. And then I went in there and it just smelled like weed. I'm like, such a
We should have done coke since it's an 80s party.
We totally should have. God damn it.
We blew it.
BYOC.
BYOC. Isn't every party BYOC?
I need to be.
When you were doing it?
I need some. Oh, you know what I was also thinking of when I was at Disneyland?
Yeah.
Club 33. There's got to be somebody out there.
Diana.
Besides Diana, she's done enough. You know what I mean?
I got to say that I don't really have this overwhelming desire to go there.
Why? You've been everywhere in Disneyland except
for haven't
there.
Been everywhere.
You've even been to the jail in Disneyland.
I've never been to the Tiki Room.
I don't know what that is.
It's one of the oldest attractions. They have singing animatronic birds everywhere, and Walt Disney thought it was going to be fantastic. And you would like it because it's a Hawaiian theme, the entire thing. And they serve pineapple.
Okay, what? Is it a restaurant?
It's at the entrance to Adventureland.
Uh-huh.
And Walt Disney thought it was going to be a fantastic idea for people to sit around and eat with hundreds of fake parrots singing and talking the entire time.
That sounds great. No one goes there.
Let's go. We'll do it one of these
I
times.
I want to do that.
Did you see Cars Land?
Yes, but it was, the ride itself was broken. Have you been
I know,
the ride?
But isn't it impressive that
Yeah, it was really cool. Yes, it felt like I was on a road trip.
Do you like how I did this? To explain it?
He
what
he
about
moved
the
out
rockets?
His hand.
Matterhorn?
Is that what you're trying to sell me something? All right, here's what I was telling you. I could not stop thinking about you while I was at the Land of Diz, and I was on Space Mountain. We went a couple times. Their fast track shit needs to. Well, that's boring.
I've never done it.
Fast track sucks because you can't do two fast tracks, which would make sense. Then you need to make your rounds and you go back. Nope, you already have a fast track, sir. Got to wait. Anyways, fast
track. Did you do Big Thunder Railroad?
Yeah,
that's my favorite roller coaster in there.
It was a good one, but we went on Space Mountain, and I was imagining this happening. To the point where, like, I know it's what would happen, but it never happened. But it's such a scenario that would happen. I guess, like, 1 week out of the year or something, they turn the lights on in Space Mountain so you can actually see what's going on
there. I didn't know that.
A few years ago, I was there, and I was irate because it wasn't Space Mountain. It was, like, Chili Pepper Mountain or something. It was
yes.
Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Yes, what
and
the hell
like,
was that?
And they were, hanging Red Hot Chili Peppers, and they were
what
playing
the hell
Red Hot Chili.
What was that?
Like, suck my kiss while you're fucking going through Space Mountain. It was infuriating. But I also was talking to Jillian about how they sometimes turn the lights on. She goes, yeah, it's weird. Like once a week, they do it like 1 week out of the year. Then I pictured you doing that, you coming on the show or just in regular life talking to us about how you went on Space Mountain, the lights were on, and you guys don't understand. When the lights are on, you can see it's just a regular roller coaster. It's just a totally.
Am I that dumb?
It's just a totally irregular roller coaster.
It's a revelation. I'm going to expose something that
totally
nobody knows.
I pictured you saying that, and then I picture Tyler going, "No shit, dude!" I just this whole thing. And when we went back, we went back for Space Mountain Part Two, and the entire time I was laughing because I was picturing that entire occurrence.
When I'm on Space Mountain, which is infrequently because I don't go on rides normally, what occurs to me immediately? Well, two things. When I was a kid, my dad took us on that ride, and the first thing he said was. All it takes is for one person to string some piano wire, and it's going to decapitate everybody because you're not going to see it coming.
That's a nice thought. Well,
yeah.
Because it is a little bit nerve-wracking.
And he was
going
dead serious.
Through the dark.
And then the other thing I thought about, I still think about this when I'm in there. I'm like, what if this is a scam? Like they launch you off, and then the car just slows down, and they just blow wind in your face and vibrate the tracks.
How's that saving anyone? Any money or time?
I don't know. Wear and tear.
It's just like... We got one over on them. Remember how Tyler was talking about his wife, Lauren, was a spy on that Star Tours?
No.
They take a picture of you and they say, we have a spy on board. Yeah, have you gone on it?
The new one?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't remember them saying that.
Yeah, they take a picture of one person. And there's like 60 people. And I was a spy. On the
wow,
yeah,
nice.
I was a spy. I didn't not want it to happen. I did not like the look of my face, but I was a spy.
Scary spy. You know what the creepiest ride that's that type of... motion, a ride that doesn't go anywhere that scares the shit out of you is the Simpsons ride at Universal. It's horrifying. It's very dark, and it's very rough.
That used to be Back to the Future, right?
I believe so.
Yes, because I got a broken back, and I got some issues. I got a bunch of metal in there.
You don't go on the Simpsons ride.
I went on
then.
That ride. It wasn't when it was the Simpsons. I've been on the Simpsons, too, but it was when it was Back to the Future way back then.
It's jarring,
and I remember
the Simpsons.
Raising my hand in the middle of the fucking ride because I could feel my back snapping and cracking, and I was terrified that I was going to be paralyzed by the time I got off because I felt like the metal crunching. It was bad times. So I was raising my...
Is there someone there to notice you're raising your hand?
I was so embarrassed, but I thought, like, you know what? Don't be embarrassed. Just fucking do it. Because you don't want to be paralyzed forever.
No,
go,
you don't
want to
be in a wheelchair.
I was raising my hand for like 2.5 minutes going, I need to get off the ride. Is that anybody? I gave up.
That ride's longer than 2.5 minutes?
After like 30 seconds or so when no one was paying attention, I just gave up. But that thing did not stop. It kept going.
Yeah. So to this
no
day,
one cares.
Is your back still troubling you on those kind of rides?
No, it's fine.
Because Indiana Jones
That's awful.
Racks my back too, yeah.
It's uncomfortable, that ride. It just feels like you're actually on a horribly uncomfortable Jeep.
Yes,
can't they put some cushions in there?
That's exactly what it's like.
Enough about Walt Disney, about Disneyland, except for I wanted to bring this up.
I think today's Walt Disney's birthday, or yesterday was.
Happy birthday, man. I think he's dead, though.
Oh, really?
He's only made a lot of a mustache.
Yeah.
He's only got a lot of facial hair. That's a power move right there.
Absolutely.
You should have just completely overdone it and like grown a giant ZZ Top beard. No one's allowed to have any facial hair.
The Western
except
thing?
For me. Walmart takes a lot of grief, as well they should, about the people that go in there. And you know what? It's twofold, because awful, horrible people go in there.
And it's a company that buys everything from China, our mortal enemy.
But it's also, everyone looks terrible. I look like one of those people when I'm in there because of the goddamn lighting is so bad in that place. Yeah. I never stepped into, like, I think I'd been in one Walmart my entire life until about 2 months ago.
There were two guys wearing robes talking about how bad the lighting is in Walmart. I agree. I caught my face in the sunglass purchasing machine.
But I've been going a lot more often because there's one down the street for me. And sometimes, like, if I'm in a pinch, and I'll know that a lot of time I go there because I know they're going to have what I'm looking for.
Fishing pole.
A fishing wire was what I was going for last time. Fishing tackle, yeah.
You know how dumb I am? I keep thinking, when's Tyler going to get here?
I'm glad you're thinking that as I'm telling you my Walmart story. Thank you. It never fails, though. We just look around. It's like we were, because I always take Jill's, and we feel like we walk into like another state or something.
Yeah.
Like we saw this one guy, he was wearing like a hot, like immediately walking in, a hot pink tank top. He was extraordinarily fat buff, and the tank top was extraordinarily tight. And he had he had spent 45 minutes on his hair. Moosing it, you know what I mean? And he was in the mittens aisle.
The Walmart in Brea is not like that at all. It's regular people. However,
but the lighting makes it look even worse, right?
Two
juggalos
times.
Everywhere, just juggalos.
Absolutely. Right. I saw juggalos today.
That fucking guy listens to the him and his fat girlfriend. They both listen. They're
I
both
saw
juggalos.
Fat juggalos at Disneyland. The Walmart. I've been to the Walmart in Tucson, Arizona twice, and both times it was as stereotypical as you could possibly imagine. It was as bad as anything ever. I went in there at 3 a.m. I needed something right then. I walked from my hotel to the Walmart, and it was nothing but meth heads and horrible, horrible parents. It was really like 1:30 in the morning with their kids out.
Why is it 1:30 in the morning?
Very, very people that you would never, ever want to be around in your life everywhere. And it wasn't just one or two. It was everybody. Everyone looked sketchy. Everything about it was creepy. People were buying stuff they didn't need that was well, it doesn't matter. Point is, The trip to Arizona previous, I was going swimming the next day, and I didn't have a bathing suit, so I swung by Walmart. Of all places, you think you could find a bathing suit there, right?
Yeah, right.
Couldn't find one. I asked a person, where's the bathing suits? We don't have bathing suits.
What?
Like, you have fucking guns.
That's weird.
Yeah, you have everything but bathing suits.
They don't
have
bathing.
This one didn't have bathing suits.
Maybe it's because like most people that shop there are the fat kind that wear shirts when they go in the water.
So they wanted me just to buy an extra long shirt?
Yeah.
Have you ever swam naked?
Oh, yeah, of course. What? Yes,
like in a pool or in a lake.
Both.
Yeah, I don't like that idea because I swam in the lake when I was a kid and fish were coming up and sucking on me.
Yeah, I don't think that it's very often that occurs. What I was going to say,
carp.
Disneyland carp do suck on your toes.
Yeah,
no, they were carp sucking were on my toes.
Up. It was creepy,
and they might mistake a toe for a. I was at Laughlin.
Mm-hmm.
And you just sit in the river and you drink a Coors and you feel like white trash and you're
but
sitting
you did
half
it naked?
The water. No, but carp were sucking on my toes. Was not naked that time, Mike. But what I was going to say, back to goddamn Disneyland, so we put it to bed. So the people in Disneyland rival the fucks in Walmart, okay? There are some of the worst human beings that
absolutely.
Walk this fucking planet.
Absolutely.
Are all conglomerating there. Awful, horrible, terrible people.
Here's the thing, though. They're really not the worst because these are the people that can afford to pay $100 to get into Disneyland.
Yeah, but it's like their vacation.
I agree. You know somebody pointed that out to me one time. I didn't appreciate it. Because I go there like twice a week.
Remember when I was a little kid, I used to go there and I'd think, wow, why are all the disabled people love Disneyland so much? But it's just, you know, when you see large groups of people, you notice like the little people. There's a little dude there dressed as a elf.
It didn't occur to me how spoiled I am because I go there so often.
And he wasn't paid. He was just walking around dressed as an elf.
It wasn't even Christmas time.
No, it was.
Well, somebody pointed out to me, I was walking around with someone and they were mentioning, you know, a lot of people save up for a year to take their family to Disneyland or 2 years. And then I felt really spoiled and that I didn't – I took it for granted. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, that's what happens when you go every day.
Yeah. But if you have a family and you don't make a lot of money, that's a crazy expensive trip.
But I think that Disney himself kind of created it thinking this is a place where you don't have to travel around the world. We have everything right here. They have all these different parts of the world.
Yeah, that's why I feel like I'm well-traveled.
It's like taking a world trip.
Yeah.
Road trip.
Yeah.
You feel like you're well-traveled?
I really do. I genuinely do. Like if I walk through New Orleans Square, I'm like, I'm in New Orleans.
I've been in New Orleans. Yeah.
Only there's a chance of me getting robbed.
I don't think
it's much, much less.
Well, I don't think you have been.
I have been, actually.
Have you been to New Orleans?
Mm-hmm.
And which one's better?
Disneyland.
Yeah.
All right. A lot less vomit.
All right. They should have, I must have said this 5 times when we were there, because I guess I hate kids.
I hate other people's kids.
Yeah, exactly. I can't wait to have my own, so I love it. But
I love my niece and my nephew, but I despise
they should have adult
people's...
day. What? How great would that be?
I've been saying that since the day
I'm sure the people
there.
Would be banging, and that's why they can't do it, because immediately everyone will go there and be on drugs and start fucking, and they'll be
I don't know if
chicks.
That's the reason, but can you imagine having the balls to say adult day at Disneyland?
Oh, it'd be great! At least an adult section. Give us like One World. Give us like Futureland or something.
Our bars going to have kids' days?
Yeah, why not?
One day it's Kool-Aid and sodas.
Nothing but
and miniature hot dogs.
All right. Let's take some calls. Hey, you're in the After Disaster. How are you?
Anderson?
Yeah.
Hey, man.
What's up, buddy? How are you?
I'm great. I was going to offer up my living room for remote broadcast.
Mm-hmm.
Get in line behind the pond and the boat and all that other shit we've...
Yeah. Well,
where do you live?
Right? Do you have blow?
I live on Maui.
Oh, hey.
Now we're interested.
Yeah, you're front of the line, sir.
Bro.
Can somebody who works for an airline offer us up tickets?
Say that again?
Can we crash there, too?
Yeah, of course, man. I got Ohana for you.
Sweet, man. You know, you sound like a free man, and that makes sense because yep. You're calling from Hawaii, and that's where you can be free.
Unless you feel
I'm
trapped
serious,
by
man.
Island
I'm a
fever.
Graphic designer. I'm a musician. I'm a big fan. I love you guys.
Thank you.
I'm offering up a place for you guys. Free place to stay.
Thanks, man.
I say we do it.
It's the $1,700 or whatever the fuck it costs to fly out there. That's the
no, man. It's cheap right now from L.A. For real.
How much does it cost? How much?
$1,600.
Oh. How much does it cost right now from L.A.? Let me check.
Last I checked, it was about $400 round
trip. No way.
That's not bad.
Seriously.
No way. What?
That's pretty good.
Dude, you fucking tease, bruh. Is it really?
I don't know.
I don't know if it's my phone. Your calling or your talking actually tapers off at the end. I got a new iPhone, but I don't think it's just. I don't know if it's.
I don't think it can take our levels. Our levels.
That's actually our enthusiasm does that too.
Hold on, man. Thank you very much and for the
offer.
Hold on. I can't
my
imagine.
Name's Iden, by the way.
What's your name, Ivan?
Iden.
Iden. What do you play musically?
I'm proficient at bass, but I kind of tool around and fuck around on everything.
Wow, there's a lot of cussing coming from your way.
Tool and fuck.
But
yeah.
I'll hold on for a sec if you guys can figure it out. I don't know what's going on.
I don't know if we're
going
to figure out our Maui trip in a couple minutes here.
Let's put everything on hold to figure out the technical.
He wants
us to figure out why we're tapering off.
Oh, yeah, we can't do that. We can't figure out. I'm sure it's because we're overmodulated and screaming so much.
If I thought it was going to be entertaining, I'd say we should do that to every caller.
Hey, so
where are you calling from? Hey, nice talking to you. You're on the.
We don't have it. We don't have a Tyler, so we can't do much.
Well, it's annoying the show. How's the show gonna phone line? But hey, uploaded. Keep up the good work. Thank you so much.
Thanks, man.
I'll call back later.
All right, buddy.
Thank you. Thanks
man.
For calling.
All right, peace.
You know what's interesting when people call from Hawaii is, well, maybe
you can't hear the waves.
The cell phone is probably no. You know what? Isn't it? Don't you think it's fascinating that we actually laid giant cables underneath the ocean for phone calls?
Why is that weird?
It's fucking far.
Yeah, it is. Is that how we do our cell phones? No. It must be.
Well, yes,
Hawaii,
because there's no way the cell signal goes that far.
It does
so
not.
There's probably some sort of relay underneath the ocean.
And they got those sharks, those cookie cutter sharks that bite through them. Yeah.
I don't like that idea. I don't like the fact that a
cookie
diver
shark.
Has to go down there. That would be a horrible job.
Cookie cutter. Hey, you're on the After Disaster. How are you? I feel like we've already
talked
to
you. They got to get that ladder down there.
Hey, you're on the After Disaster. How are you? This is the call segment. This is a segment where we take calls. How are you? And
hello.
Work out. Hey, you're on the After Disaster. How are you?
I can hear you breathing.
If we do this 3 times in a row, then the show is over.
What happened?
God, only 2 more weeks before it's like officially vacation time. Where are we going this year for the After Disaster vacation? Last year we went to the Salton Sea.
Let's really do something this time.
I know. I totally agree.
Like... I mean, you know how we talk about when we have weeks off? Oh, we'll just bring the Zoom and we'll record a show. Now, your bachelor party show failed miserably.
Hey, how come men's robes are, like, lame and women's robes are so cool?
What are you talking about?
Men's robes are, like, all short and stuff.
I can explain that to you perfectly. Women are cooler than men, and women's robes have women in them.
Yeah, that's why I wear our women's robes. Like, look at that. It shows his ass, man.
All right. Okay. All right. What the hell is going on here? It's not that kind of show. We're not Playboy Radio.
Yeah, I got a question for Carano.
Lay it on me.
Hit him.
Because he's the only one who's not sworn to secrecy about the show that comes on before this show.
Careful.
What the hell happened to the co-hosts? That woman.
you want to know who you just asked that question of? The guy who doesn't know.
Oh.
He really doesn't.
What's up with the gag order?
No one knows.
I don't know.
No, man, she just moved on to other things. There's,
yeah, but how come no one can say anything about it?
Because you don't do that in radio.
Yeah, you know what?
Everything's a big secret.
Radio is kind of set up to just kind of like, it's like 15 minutes at a time type thing. Now, the people that listen
that are...
I'm
grabbing my balls, by the way. I'm trying to make sure my...
It's true, radio does do that.
...stays underneath my shirt.
You guys are fading out, too. My phone sucks here.
What?
I don't know what's going on.
All right, man, thanks for your open and honest question. That didn't belong in that
song. All right, Farf Barf rules.
Yep. It's true. Farf Barf does rule.
They do rule.
We should go see them.
I think we should, too.
And I can,
we haven't seen
I
them for some time.
To fuck off.
After the show, do it.
Yeah, I'll do that after. Hi, you're in the After Disaster. How are you? You're the last call of the night. How does that make you feel?
Hello?
Hello.
How does that make you feel? Be honest.
Hello?
Mm-hmm. The more I think about that open and honest segment, the more I dislike it. Now that we all have secrets, it's like, hey, let's not do it.
Hashmir is suggesting we do a show from Walmart.
How do we do that?
Well, we go to Walmart with a Zoom, and we talk into it.
Lavs? There's a cable connecting all three of us. We just stay really close. Hey, you know what?
What?
We have to do that. It doesn't necessarily have to be Walmart, but we have to get...
Lavs?
We have to record a show from a public place. Why not? We walked around with that Zoom in our hand going to... cruising through downtown, and the Zoom in
here's what we should
Bahookas
do, though.
Was good.
We should think about getting Lavs. Here we go, talking about the show on the show. But we should get Lavs so that like people don't know that we're doing a show.
That's what I mean. We're just having a conversation, and we're loitering for an hour and a half.
Now, I have like access to like one or two Lavs, but they don't work that well.
I have a Lav that could go to, if somebody, I guess I could do it. We don't need Lavs.
No?
We all
have our own
recorder. This honest to God works.
All of our iPhones.
And we act like we're on the phone.
No.
Or we just hold
them
and we talk.
We
all
in our pocket.
And then I sync them all.
Put them right here. Bitch. But yeah, we all
put
them in our breast pocket.
It's going to be very easy.
And here's what we do. We go to Walmart and we just fuck with the people that work there constantly. Yeah. Like we ask them where something is.
Yes.
And then we come back 5 minutes later.
I have no problem. You can kill the screen and leave the recorder on. I have no problem walking around with this in my hand like I normally would. Mm-hmm. And then when we're talking to someone, just point it at
them. We'll have to test it out. Okay, we'll test it out. Hi, caller. You're on the air. How are you?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Anderson, I need some advice.
Uh-oh.
You don't want my help? Going.
What if I look like this, Mike? I probably wouldn't be married, huh?
You could be. It's like the Godfather thing. We got this thing going.
No, it's much different. It's like a giant herpy inside.
I like how I'm right here next to you, and I'm looking,
looking
up there. I like this look, by the way.
All right, man. I'm sorry. What do you need there, buddy?
I'm sorry. Like everyone else, it's really hard to hear you.
Okay, what do you need there, buddy?
Ask your question.
Okay. How are you getting through the lockout?
Oh, he's talking hockey.
You look like an ape now. No, you look like that pig thing from Twilight Zone. Don't you think? You look like Gary Busey.
Horrifying. Yeah, you look awful.
I want to go get some more Grace now and play around with them.
Lots more movies, lots more porn, and a little more writing.
Is it going to be resolved?
Probably not. That's how I'm getting through the lockout.
Do those people still get paid?
No.
No, people aren't getting paid.
No one's getting paid. Everyone's losing money. But yeah, I'm just trying to be more productive.
You're saving money.
Nah, not really.
You're not buying hockey tickets?
I don't really go. I go like once or twice a year, but yeah, it's worth it.
You're saving money on plants.
I'm saving money because every time they win a playoff game. No, but also I'm saving money on NHL Center Ice, which is the package. Costs a couple hundred bucks.
You can cancel that?
Well, there's nothing to buy.
Oh, okay. I thought they were still charging you.
Oh, if they did, I'd be irate. I'd be so pissed. Saw a movie today, real quick. Chasing Ice, which is a movie that I normally wouldn't have seen, caller, if there was hockey to watch. I'd be like, fuck that.
Is it a hockey movie?
No, it's a documentary. It's another one of these political movies.
See it in the theater or see it on Netflix?
It's on the theater. Because, purposely, actually, you would have liked it. And if it's still playing, you should maybe go check it out. Okay. Photography. It's all about this photographer whose name eludes me because I'm good at forgetting names. I'm bad with names. But he's like a naturalist photographer.
I thought you said his name eludes me. I'm like, that's an interesting name.
Weird, fucked up name. But he was kind of like into science, but then he went down the photographer's road instead. And he's been photographing nature for, you know, a few decades. And he came up with this project where he wanted to go around to all the glaciers around the world. Like, I think he put out like 40, close to like 40 different cameras, time-lapse cameras.
Wants to kill a penguin in every...
For the last 4 years, he's been recording these glaciers melting. And it's pretty, I mean, it's obviously a political movie. And I'm so, oh, you know what? It reminds me. First of all, how hilarious, you know, they get those core, those ice core samples of the ice?
Yes.
And they can tell like the temperature, the climate of the world.
How far do they go down for that stuff?
Like hundreds of feet. And they have the, you know, this giant big building where they keep all the core samples. How hilarious would it be if we found out that's what actually was causing a lot of these problems?
Drilling into the ice?
Poking giant holes.
Oh, catastrophe. Hey, you know what's really fascinating and amazing if you think about it? Maybe it's just for me, a dumb guy. But the fact that they can drill down and find ice that's thousands of years old that hasn't melted and regenerated. You know?
What do you mean? Well, yeah. Well, because like that's what a glacier is. It doesn't melt.
But isn't that interesting that there's this thing that's semi-permanent right there?
Yeah, that's why they drill it out.
Yeah,
it.
I think it's amazing.
But anyway, the whole global warming thing just makes me tired and sick.
Me too.
And I'm just tired of the argument about it. Fine, if it's a problem, let's figure it out. You know what I mean? I'm so tired of both sides. And I'm
I don't know much about it.
Why is it even a goddamn political issue? It's so upsetting.
There's always a political issue that's yes. Bullshit. There always is. And I don't know if it's bullshit or not. And maybe it is happening. Maybe it's just the way life is. Things are changing. However, I will say that I don't think there's a way to fix it. I think the way to fix it is curtail what's causing it. I
think you could curtail that.
No, you know what I mean, though. I don't.
That's
there's
what my neighbor
no,
said when I was chainsawing.
There's no
at
healing.
At night, remember?
Really? Oh yeah, yeah.
She's out front.
Excuse me.
I'm with the neighbor on that one.
Excuse me.
I turned it off.
When did you think chainsawing at 11 o'clock at night was a good idea?
When I lived in the valley.
Think you can curtail that?
Yeah, I'm sorry, honey. All that aside, okay, let's just the fact that we politicize things, it makes me hate humanity even more than I do. And it reminds me of like a little speech. I'll give you a little taste of what it's like to have me as a counselor. I've been meaning to bring it up on the show for a while. I wish Ty was here. But I've given the speech to a couple. It's a lecture. It's somewhat of a lecture. But I've given it to some of my, depending on the cabin that I get when I'm a counselor at camp. Sometimes they need it. Sometimes they don't. To really respond, a couple of kids have really responded to it.
Reminded me of that candy bar commercial.
What?
Almond Joy's got nuts. Mounds don't.
I don't understand.
Sometimes you feel like a nut.
Those are two different
sometimes
ads.
Sometimes you don't.
Aren't they two different ads?
No.
Oh, you're right.
Almond Joy's
they
got nuts.
The
Mounds don't.
Here's how it goes. When I was like
Mounds,
eight,
what a stupid name for a candy
bar. I might have already
bar.
Talked about
sorry,
this on
sorry.
The show. Have I already talked about this on the show?
No, go ahead.
I don't care if you interrupt because you usually have something good to say. There's this fuck that I work
I'm gonna
at.
I'm going to go with this girl look where you
I work with
your
this guy.
Back.
I work with this guy at this other place. That uh-huh. Same place where I sit next to boredom, fucking say nothing man or say nothing funny man for 8 hours. And he interrupts all the time. He's not listening to anything you're saying, but what he interrupts with is awful.
Like what?
Like nothing good.
Give me an example.
Like he'll start singing like a Star Wars song. Yeah. I work with some very odd people. Here's a little speech. Forgive me if I've already brought this up on the show, but
wait,
this is a true story.
Is that Star Wars?
Yes, that's Star
Wars. No,
Superman. Same, they're both John Williams. John Williams?
Yeah.
He does Star Wars, right?
E.T., Superman, Star Wars.
All right, he needs to stop.
Schindler's List.
He needs to settle down.
Harry Potter.
Mm-hmm. Lincoln. Okay.
What was the Lincoln soundtrack like? Awful. What if it's a big grand theme? It's all these horns.
It was actually an odd choice, but he went with like early 80s punk rock. I found it very daring.
It's Fishbone. It's all Fishbone.
Oh, I love Fishbone.
I love Fishbone too.
Fishbone is great. Fred is dead.
U-T-L-Y.
Okay.
No, I love Fishbone too.
It's been a long time.
I like that one record, their first record, the ska record. I don't like when they went grunge to try to sell out, and they didn't sell out properly, and then they all became depressed, and now they're all poor.
I saw him.
Angelo lives at home, and he's in and out of jail now and then, and his mom is very worried about him. I saw that in a documentary recently, and I'm slurring my words.
because you're drinking again. It's really sad that you're drinking again. How's it feel? You've been sober for over a year.
Yeah, Dr. Drew sent me a message.
Did he?
About that, yeah.
What did he say?
I don't want to say.
When was it? Day of?
Yeah, but I didn't get it till tonight because he sent it to the wrong number.
Really?
He's like, did you get my message? I'm like, nope. And he went, there it is. I went,
can I tell you something just because we're on the show?
Yeah.
I sent him in the text day of. And I said, you should text Mikey.
You know what's funny about that?
Huh.
Is I'm a terrible human being when it comes to birthdays.
So am I.
And I get a call. Oh, my God. Today's my brother's birthday. Fuck. Seriously. Oh, shit. I can't believe I did this. God damn it. Oh, my God. I missed it. It was yesterday. I didn't call my brother and say happy birthday. God damn. Wait. What is today?
Today's Friday for all our listeners.
What day? What day is it?
7th.
Okay. It's today. Phew.
Wait, so, no, it's like the 7th after midnight. It was
yeah,
the 6th.
Yeah, his birthday is the 7th.
Okay.
So here's the thing is, I get a call from my sister every time someone in the family's birthday. She'll call me. She'll call me tomorrow morning and go, hey, today's David's birthday, you know?
Fred is dead.
And then I'll call him, and I realize how cheesy that is, that I can't remember a fucking day, and somebody has to call me to remind me of every single person's birthday.
Birthdays are overrated, though. You know what I mean? What you did was a feat. Like, you did that on your own. Hi, Reggie.
Birthdays, I did what?
You quit drinking and you abstained from it. Yeah. You've been to many parties and you've been like, you know, my bachelor party and my wedding,
yeah,
which is
tough.
Booze filled. And yeah. You that's accomplishment.
Would have been
that's
fun.
Why I wrote it down.
Thank you.
And then I text Drew. I don't know why, but it just occurred to me. I'm like, hey, you know, today's this. And I was proud of myself for remembering.
Hey, can I tell you how cheesy it is now that he wanted credit for that?
No, hold on. So I sent him, Drew a text too. Like right after I text you, I sent Drew and I'm like, hey, today's Mike's 1 year sober. And he writes back, that's a big deal. And I write back, you should send him a text. And he writes back, they don't like to have big things made of that.
They.
Unless
all of a sudden I'm like they.
Not they, but like usually the – I'll bring it up. Here, I'll bring it up. I should not be doing this. This is horrible. But
he was supportive of some decisions I've made that other – or he's not AA, but the AA people have told me, like, you have to take chips. You have to take a cake on your 1 year. And I didn't do either one of those things, and I don't want to.
I wrote, today's Corona's 1 year sober, just FYI. And he wrote, that's a big deal. And I said, I know. I'm sure he'd love a text from you. Not right now, though, as I just did, and he'd know what we're up to. And he wrote, he didn't say that. He wrote, most people don't like a lot made of their first 4 years, except at their meetings. And then I wrote, I know Mike, and just go ahead and give him a text. And I guess he did.
But I don't like that he tried to take credit for it.
What did he do?
He goes, you get my message? And I was like, mm-mm. And then he showed it to me. And I was like, thank you.
Well, that was his message.
I know, but it's.
Well, maybe he would have anyways. Maybe he knew.
It's like somebody goes, hey, you should call Anderson. It's his birthday. And then I come in, you get my birthday text? And then you're like, no. And I went, there it is. Look. Look how polite I am.
All right, we got to go, right?
I got to say.
Hi, you're not a disaster. How are you?
Hey, what?
That sounded like real Marcus.
It's not. It's fake Marcus again. Hey, you guys are both on. You guys are both on. What's up?
How are you?
Killed.
Pretty good.
Two birds.
Was an earthquake in Japan.
When? Just now?
7.3.
What? Just now?
Like 30 minutes ago. 45 minutes ago.
This is crazy because
it's another
second
tsunami?
Time.
Yeah. Last time there was an earthquake in Japan. Guess what was going on?
After disaster.
Three assholes were doing
and
a
guess,
show.
And guess how many times we referenced it? Zero.
Do we know about it, though? In fairness to us, do we know about it? Absolutely.
I don't believe so.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah, we did. Yeah.
We knew all about it. We're not that show. We're not a new show. We're not a filthy show.
Hello?
I want more grapes on my lips. That's my new look.
Hello?
Hi, how are you? I can hear you saying hello.
Hello?
Hi.
Chase,
Reggie.
Hi.
Chase
Hi,
Nice
what's
is
happening?
Absolutely beautiful, though.
Okay, I'll go see it.
I'm sure it had its moment.
Last night, I mean, that movie, it's, don't go and see it necessarily, but what you see at the end, like they, God, I can't remember what they call it now. God damn, it's got some kind of really cool name. But when they capture on film, on video, like a, in real time, too. Like he sends some poor two kids out there on the glacier, I think in Greenland, to just train their cameras, like their video cameras, on this giant sheet of ice, and they capture this thing. It's got a name, obviously, a calve. It's called Calvin when the ice chunk breaks off, and it's like a quarter mile. It's the size of Manhattan. And
I'd like to know what that sounds like when you're actually there.
The idiots were talking at first, like, it's happening right now. Oh, my God. Holy shit. You see that? And then they got smart, and they shut up, And I guess it went on for 45 minutes. And the sound, I saw it in a shitty little art house theater. I would have loved to have seen this thing like an IMAX with huge sound.
Yeah.
But it was fucking magnificent. It was something to behold.
So it wasn't time lapse, right?
A lot of shit was time lapse. All the stuff that they hit you at with it. It's kind of like The Cove. But for
I didn't
glaciers
see the cove.
Instead of dolphins?
I would like to see what kind of camera they use for that. Because
Nikon
fact,
200s.
No, but I'm saying the housing has to be crazy
it's almost
stable.
All, it's, you'd enjoy all that part of it.
But I mean, they're not just going out there with a tripod. It has to be some
stability. Oh, they drill holes into
that's what
the,
I mean,
the
yeah.
rocks, and they lost some of the
Have you seen those great time... Did you see that space shuttle time lapse?
I don't like the space shuttle because I don't like space. I think we should really explore oceans
especially
before
between
we go off into space.
Walmart customers' teeth.
Oh, hey, you want to go to...
hey, I dare us. I don't know if all the balls do it to do that and go somewhere and talk to somebody in a
if
store.
If it's Walmart, I don't care.
I don't know if that's is that even showing up there.
I'm gonna go to the camera and then go play the music.
I
Tuesday. You want to go to Kubrick's thing at LACMA?
Yes.
Okay. Tuesday, we'll go.
I hope it's better than Mapplethorpe's exhibit at the Getty. It was one little room with like 10 pictures. God, that's fucking creepy looking. We could do that in Walmart and just keep asking them dumb questions. Where's the lip balm? All right, everybody. Thank you for listening. I'm sure this was not the most entertaining show, but I had a good time. I hope Anderson did as well. Hope Tyler's okay. Hope his rim's okay. We've all had tragic tire incidents. Anderson's involved tire chains. Go back and listen to the episode. And
hey, I'm sitting in Tai Tai's seat.
You're much louder in there.
I know, because I didn't turn myself down. And there we go. Hey, everybody.
I don't like that I can't see you. This would have bothered me not seeing Tyler either.
I feel like we're just starting the show now. Want to do round two?
No.
Come on, let's do round two.
Had a long day. Got a long day tomorrow.
I feel like tonight's show was worse than the worst show we ever did because it was mediocre. You know what I mean?
I'd
rather
feel...
it be the worst show ever.
I don't think it was a barrel of laughs, but I don't. I thought I enjoyed it. Is what I'm saying. It might not be the most entertaining show to people, but I had a nice time tonight.
You hear the levels? How nice they are when you do it proper.
Yeah. It's pretty good. We should try this more often.
Yeah. All right. Next week, Tyler's in there. I'm in here.
I'm going to have hairy, gross, perverted old guys who are undergoing HIV tests just climb on me and do depraved things so that other guys could watch that and masturbate.
Great story behind that one. This, you know what? I should just go through my drops in here one night.
Who was that?
Show. That was a guy that we had on. It was kind of controversial at the time because he was a pastor. And he was like a very conservative guy. And he came on. I can't remember exactly what he was
promoting.
Not even promoting, but like we had him on topic. It was like 2 or 3 years ago, and he might have been like against gay marriage or something. There was something. I think he was against gay marriage.
That sounds like it, because that's his crazy scenario that he's built up in his head.
And it's back when I used to always like get. It doesn't matter if it was a host, if it was a very important guest, or I would get people saying things out of context, and I would play it back like going on break to make him sound. And I didn't play that, and I felt kind of like a pussy. But like, the guy was a pastor, and like he had his like family in here watching. But afterwards, I made sure that at least he and I had a moment. And when the show was over, I'm like, here's what I pulled. I would have normally played it, but out of respect for, you know, your family or whatever.
I love that you decide to do the difficult thing one-on-one instead of how all of everyone else does it, like a big pussy, where with an audience I'll do something. And then if it's one-on-one, I'm like, yeah, I didn't really mean that.
I don't know.
But you like to take the guy aside and make a joke at his expense.
I don't know why Tyler has that ever been played on the show? Is that one of Tyler's presets?
No,
I'm going to play it again. So here's what the preacher is saying. God damn it, I should have played it. I'm such a pussy.
I'm going to have hairy, gross, perverted old guys who are undergoing HIV tests just climb on me and do depraved things so that other guys could watch that and masturbate.
There's a lot of edits.
San Francisco Jacks, buddy.
A lot of edits. You hear them? You hear the edits?
Sort of, yeah. Why do you say hairy in there?
I guess that was one of the... He was a bald, straight preacher. All right, everybody. Welcome to the weekend.
I don't know it's time tonight, even though, like, again, not to repeat ourselves, but...
Miss Tai Tai.
Probably not the most entertaining show.
We'll try it. We'll try better.
You know what? We did keep it relatively clean, though.
Fuck yeah, we did. We absolutely did.
Hell yes.
Look at your boss right now and know that one day he'll be dead and you'll still be alive.
Really?
Well, I'm not talking to you. And I'm not your boss. So stop looking at me. But I'm talking like the people listening at work. Because I'm with them. I'm off work too. Oh, wait, no. I have to work this weekend from 9:30 p.m. till 5:30 a.m.
I told you before, but I know you can't do it because there's other people in that office or other people in that facility. But if I would swing by and visit you from like 2 to 3 if you were alone.
I wish. Actually, I am. I'm going to be in a little room by myself, but it's like the halls are all connected.
Yeah,
and
that's
everyone,
what I mean.
It's the kind of place where if you were in there, everyone would be like, why is this person in here? Who is this person? Not cool like this place. All right, everyone. Good night. Thank you very much.
Good night, you guys. I hope we get a couple of bucks for this crazy girl thing in the background of the show.
No, we get nothing.
All right.
New After Disaster. I mean, New Film Vault. Actually, New After Disaster as well. But you already know that because you just listen. New Film Vault. Top 5 Robots. Top 5 Robots. And Brian and I completely... I have like a mini meltdown about Kubrick and AI on the show. Like, I was really, really pissed.
Yeah, what a downer that is. Your favorite guy.
Yeah, I
that's
know.
The last
it's all
thing,
covered.
That's the legacy he leaves.
And Brian's smug fucking face made me irate.
Did you watch that documentary on YouTube about how he filmed the moon landing?
Is that on really already?
It's very interesting.
Is it the room 839 or 739?
It's very interesting. There's three parts.
Okay, we'll talk off air.
No. People might want to watch
it. Is this a Sundance movie? Because there's a documentary that's being released like later this year or early next year.
I believe so.
Uh-huh. And is it about Shining? The Shining as well?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I don't want to watch it on YouTube. I'm going to watch it in the fucking theater. Like, it was meant to be watched.
The guy who does the narration is very, very dry.
Mm-hmm. Like the show tonight.
But it's fun. No, it's more like, and then in 1966, Stanley Kubrick got an offer. It's the entire thing is that, but there's three parts. There's one that associates the moon landing with the Indians.
Mm-hmm. This is the one, yeah.
Yeah, and then the Kubrick one is very interesting. Because at first you're like, this is insane. This is
Wait,
ridiculous.
The Kubrick one? I thought it was all Kubrick.
No, it's three parts.
It's a totally different thing.
No, it's the same thing.
No, because the one that I'm talking about is called Room 279 or something, or 239 or
look
739
it up on the computer
or 839
right now,
or 641.
After we get off the air, look it up.
No, I'll look it up right now. Oh, okay. Look it up right now. And the cover of the movie is actually The Shining. It's a shot from The Shining.
This whole thing is about The Shining.
Yeah, but it's only partially. Well, that's what I just said. You said that part of it is about not about Kubrick. Oh, my God. What are we doing? All right. You know what? Official. Worst show ever. Goodbye.
I'm going to try to put my shorts back on. On camera. Hope that camera's not on.
Tyler, hopefully you're cutting this part out. Do your goddamn job, Ty-Ty. Do your goddamn job, Ty-Ty. What? Why is it not coming up? What? I can't find this shit. All right, good night, everybody.